Tulsa Spine and Rehab, Dr. Sean Riley is our guest today. Hello, Dr. Riley.
Hi, Scott.
Let's talk a little bit about core stability. What is it?
Sure. It's a buzzword, obviously. We hear about core stability, core function, trunk stability. A lot of times my patients will come to me and, they'll say, Dr. Riley, my trainer is focusing on my core. And, a lot of times it's that deer in headlights and what's my core? Well, your core is made up of your midsection, predominantly your abdominal region, but more importantly, it includes, your glutes, or your backside. So it's the glutes, that area from your glutes kind of to your mid rib cage. And the primary purpose of a stable or a solid core is to protect your spine while moving and so forth. And so a good solid core provides bracing. Or a lot of times I'll give, use the example, Scott, of a corset, like an old timey kind of corset that the women used to wear that just protects the spine. And so the more stable and, strong and, more of a solid foundation you have there, you're going to hopefully prevent injuries. And if there is some injuries related to your low back and so forth, that can help your rehab process as well.
So it's mostly a focus on the various muscles and that sort of thing in that region.
Yeah, right. It's muscles made up through that region. But primarily, I think it's very important. I'm going to go back to being properly diagnosed and figuring out what your problem is, because I feel a lot of times that we go in and to the gym and our back is hurting and we think, well, maybe if I just stabilize or, wake up my core or get stronger throughout that area, it's going to help me. And so I see a lot of, folks in the gym and they're over there busting out all these crunches or setups. It's not good. It puts a lot of load on your low back. And so they think, well, I just read this in the book or saw this on the internet, or I see this guy over there in the corner doing all these sit-ups or these certain types of exercises. Well, it must be good for me. And it's very counterproductive. It actually can be very dangerous and you can injure yourself even more.
So let's talk a little bit about the steps that are necessary to deal with your core and build in some stability. Let's first talk about if it is established that there is a problem and they come into your clinic, what are some of the things that you might do to help someone with that problem?
Well, I think before we start training something, we need to make sure it's working properly. And even prior to that, maybe determine if there's some mobility limitations in other areas. And so a lot of times we'll determine there might be some restrictions or some tightness in your hips or maybe in your thoracic spine, that area above your core between your shoulder blades. So we want to, address all the mobility issues first. So I want to get things moving properly before we start to strengthen. Okay. And then more like motor learning. So a lot of times with core work, we see all these, progressive exercises, planking and, a lot of these, fairly hardcore exercises to build stability within the core, and I don't agree with it, because if we're unable to properly facilitate or turn on some of those muscles, then you're setting yourself up for injury and you're not doing yourself a lot of good. So I think we need to start at a very, basic or fundamental kind of level, like build a good foundation. Make sure your brain knows how to turn certain things on, like there's some different tests and some different things that we do here in the clinic that, gives us a better idea how well you're able to, facilitate or turn on your core. And then once we're able to start to build a good foundation of, okay, now we get that you can turn it on, then we can start to add load and you can build strength and stability from there.
What's that mean, turning on my core, and how do I know how to do that?
Well, a lot of times just throughout cumulative trauma, daily activity, sitting on our butts all day long. I joke with a lot of patients that you have gluteal amnesia. You sit on your butt all day long. Your brain has forgotten how to fire your glute muscles. Okay. And so over time you try to train something, but the muscle doesn't work properly. Okay. So what we're trying to do when I say, facilitation, it's like turning it on. So the brain can recognize, okay, when I want to fire a certain muscle in your midsection or your core, okay, like sitting to standing, for instance. A lot of times, when we sit to stand, our brain just sends a signal that says fire and stabilize. Well, with injury and weakness and, some of these other conditions, those muscles don't work as they should. So it goes to a very back to kind of a fundamental level of just your brain has to recognize how to turn some things on. And we do that through basic motor learning drills and some different things in the clinic. We just want to build a good foundation to make sure something's working properly before we try to start to strengthen it.
So then preventative steps on the front end, is it just a matter of stretching, going slow, or what's some advice there?
Well, I definitely get with someone, first off, that knows what they're doing, whether it's a personal trainer or a physical therapist or someone that's well-versed in, you know, core activity and stability. I had a gal in here this morning that, you know, she's 6 months post having a baby and she's having some issues. She went to a trainer. The trainer went a little too hard and fast. She developed some low back pain. So I think it's very important that, you know, you get with someone that knows what they're doing. And I think it's important that you're properly assessed. You know, CrossFit gyms are popping up all over the place. A lot of gyms are, you know, the problem I have with these gyms is they're not assessing, you know, their clients as individuals. You know, they're throwing them into these groups and everyone's trying to, you know, do the same type of exercise, but this, you know, this guy might have a low back limitation and this girl might have a mid back limitation or a hip, you know, so I think it's important that you're properly assessed initially and then you start very, very slow and simple and then build from that.
To contact Dr. Riley and his team of experts at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, call 918-743-3737.